As we saw last week in Barcelona, and we've seen in other cities as well, terrorists seem to have shifted tactics somewhat and now favor ramming cars into people as at least one way to attack. But how new is this, and what can law enforcement and the rest of us do to prevent these kinds of attacks? Joining me to talk about that is Julie Shane, Research Director at the Counter-Extremism Project in New York. And Julie, first off, for how long have terrorists been using this kind of attack?
Well, this phenomenon actually has been going on for a while. We at the Counter-Extremism Project, we've documented the rise of vehicular terrorist attacks, and we've traced it as early back as 2006 for these kinds of modern terrorist attacks. That being said, the recent spate of attacks that we've seen, especially starting since July of 2016 with the Nice attack, clearly we've seen, you know, a major uptick in these kinds of attacks, and we believe that it seems to be correlated with calls to violence from terrorist organizations like Al-Qaeda and ISIS.
Is it just a matter of this being an easier kind of attack to carry out? I mean, all you really need is a car, which are obviously readily available.
Exactly. That's one of the reasons why it has been used. You know, a lot of these former tactics and existing tactics include explosive devices or, you know, weapons training. But anyone can use a vehicle that is accessible to them. And it's just a question of, you know, if can you rent a larger vehicle? Those are the kinds of considerations. And so for a lot of reasons, terrorist organizations that want their supporters to carry out acts of terror abroad but cannot train them or provide them with additional weapons often call on their supporters to carry out vehicular terrorist attacks.
Given the accessibility of cars and just sort of the nature of people milling about on a sidewalk or walking up and down the street, like, what can law enforcement do to try to prevent this kind of attack?
Well, the TSA released a memo earlier in the spring calling for more vigilance from renting companies, also outlining the possibility of erecting barriers as a way to confront these kinds of attacks. Unfortunately, it is an issue in which someone who has access to a vehicle and is inspired to carry out a terrorist attack, it's very difficult to protect the rest of the population. And so one of the issues that we've been focusing on at the Counter-Extremism Project is going to the source, going to the radicalization process online, going to the tech platforms and internet platforms where individuals are radicalized and recruited, and calling on these tech companies, these website service providers, to take a stronger stance and a more effective stance against the terrorist content that's being proliferated.
Are there ways for non-law enforcement, for civilians basically, to try to either protect themselves against these kinds of attacks or to use vigilance to try to spot them before they might happen?
I think it's very difficult for individuals to protect themselves, and that's kind of why terrorism has such a strong impact. It really does create a sense of fear. It's very hard to protect yourself. If you're walking down the street and there aren't barriers protecting cars, you know, there's not something you can say to someone in order to protect themselves, and that's kind of why we have to go a few steps earlier.
From a terrorist organization's perspective, I wonder if in some ways a vehicular attack is more effective a terror attack than some other kinds, because as you've alluded to, they're very hard to detect. It's almost impossible to see it coming. You know, it's just somebody driving a car as opposed to maybe somebody walking. If they've, you know, if they've got a bomb strapped to them, maybe they're walking a little funny, or if they're carrying a gun, you can maybe see it in their pocket or something like that. With this, it's almost impossible, as you've said, to really see it coming.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, the decision to use a vehicle is a tactical consideration. And you know, there are many reasons why ISIS is advocating for that specific tactic as opposed to others. But ISIS, you know, is suffering from territorial loss in Iraq and Syria, and they have been increasingly redefining themselves as a more global network. And as a result, you know, it makes sense that from their perspective that they're trying to recruit individuals to carry out attacks any way they can. And for them, they often don't have the sophistication, don't have the networks to be able to carry out other kinds of attacks. And so who knows what other kinds of attacks they would carry out if they could. But vehicular terrorist attacks are the ones that they've been able to claim responsibility for. And whether those claims are accurate or not, those are the ones that they're advocating for.
Do you think that at some point we might start to see more of these kinds of attacks in the U.S. as opposed to mainly in Europe, which is where we've seen them so far?
That is certainly a possibility. We have seen these kinds of attacks in the U.S. in the past. After the July 2016 attack, we also saw it in Ohio. So it is certainly possible that we can see, and unfortunate that we might be able to see these, we might see these attacks in the U.S.
Julie Shane is Director of Research with the Counter-Extremism Project. Julie, thanks a lot for your insights.